Instead of the poorer classes being kept under the iron heel of oppression by the wealthy, instead of having other men's brains to think and plan for them in temporal as well as in spiritual things, they would have some chance for independence of thought and action. On 372.3, the sense of being owners of their own homes would inspire them with a strong desire for improvement. They would soon acquire skill in planning and devising for themselves, their children would be educated to habits of industry and economy, and the intellect would be greatly strengthened. They would feel that they are men, not slaves, and would be able to regain to a great degree their lost self-respect and moral independence. On 373.1, educate our people to get out of the cities into the country, where they can obtain a small piece of land and make a home for themselves and their children. On 373.2, caution regarding selling homes. There are poor men and women who are writing to me for advice as to whether they shall sell their homes and give the proceeds to the cause. They say the appeals for means stir their souls, and they want to do something for the master, who has done everything for them. I would say to such, it may not be your duty to sell your little homes just now, but go to God for yourselves. The Lord will certainly hear your earnest prayers for wisdom to understand your duty. On 373.3, God does not now call for the houses His people need to live in, but if those who have an abundance do not fear His voice, cut loose from the world, and sacrifice for 374 God, He will pass them by and will call for those who are willing to do anything for Jesus, even to sell their homes to meet the wants of the cause. On 373.4, praiseworthy independence. Independence of one kind is praiseworthy. To desire to bear your own weight and not to eat the bread of dependence is right. It is a noble, generous ambition that dictates the wish to be self-supporting. Industrious habits and frugality are necessary. On 374.1, balancing the budgets. Many, very many, have not so educated themselves that they can keep their expenditures within the limit of their income. They do not learn to adapt themselves to circumstances, and they borrow and borrow again and again and become overwhelmed in debt, and consequently they become discouraged and disheartened. On 374.2, keep a record of expenditures. Habits of self-indulgence or a want of tact and skill on the part of the wife and mother may be a constant drain upon the treasury, and yet that mother may think she is doing her best, because she has never been taught to restrict her wants or the wants of her children and has never acquired skill and tact in household matters. Hence one family may require for its support twice the amount that would suffice for another family of the same size. On 374.3, all should learn how to keep accounts. Some neglect this work as non-essential, but this is wrong. All expenses should be accurately stated. On 374.4, the evils of spendthrift habits. The Lord has been pleased to present before me the evils which result 375 from spendthrift habits, that I might admonish parents to teach their children strict economy. Teach them that money spent for that which they do not need is perverted from its proper use. On 374.5, if you have extravagant habits, cut them away from your life at once. Unless you do this, you will be bankrupt for eternity. Habits of economy, industry, and sobriety are a better portion for your children than a rich dowry. On 375.1, we are pilgrims and strangers on the earth. Let us not spend our means in gratifying desires that God would have us repress. Let us fitly represent our faith by restricting our wants. On 375.2, a parent reproved for extravagance. You do not know how to use money economically and do not learn to bring your wants within your income. You have an eager desire to get money, that you may freely use it, as your inclination shall dictate, and your teaching and example have proved a curse to your children. How little they care for principle. They are more and more forgetful of God, less fearful of His displeasure, more impatient of restraint. The more easily money is obtained, the less thankfulness is felt. On 375.3, to a family living beyond its means. You ought to be careful that your expenses do not exceed your income. Mind about your wants. On 375.4, it is a great pity that your wife is so much like you in this matter of expending means, so that she cannot be a help to you in this direction, to watch the little outgoes in order to avoid the larger leaks. Needless expenses are constantly brought about in your family management. Your wife loves to see her children dress in a manner beyond 376 their means, and because of this, tastes and habits are cultivated in your children which will make them vain and proud. If you would learn the lesson of economy and see the peril to yourselves and to your children and to the cause of God in this free use of means, you would obtain an experience essential to the perfection of your Christian character. Unless you do obtain such an experience, your children will bear the mold of a defective education as long as they live. On 375.5 I would not influence you to hoard up means, it would be difficult for you to do this, but I would counsel you both to expend your money carefully and let your daily example teach lessons of frugality, self-denial, and economy to your children. They need to be educated by precept and example. On 376.1 a family called to self-denial... I was shown that you, my brother and sister, have much to learn. You have not lived within your means. You have not learned to economize. If you earn high wages, you do not know how to make it go as far as possible.